This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of developing Christ-like communication skills based on Proverbs, we've amplified the first two points. Before speaking, know your audience, and guard against destructive tendencies. Now let's amplify point three. Before you speak, cultivate constructive qualities. To begin, a godly character is foundational. Six times the word righteous is associated with healthy communication. 10:11, the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life. 10:20, the tongue of the righteous is choice silver. 21, the lips of the righteous nourishes many. 31, the mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. 32, the lips of the righteous know what is fitting. And 15:28, the heart of the righteous weighs its answer. Add 12:6, the speech of the upright rescues them. He who is righteous and upright has a positive impact before he opens his mouth. When he communicates, it is wholesome, wise, uplifting, encouraging, enlightening, and fitting. All of this flows out of a heart that is right with God. It's not surprising, Solomon says in 16:23, a wise man's heart guides his mouth, and his lips promote instruction. And describing a virtuous woman in 31:6, he says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Clearly, a godly character is foundational to developing Christ-like communication skills. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.